This is Akash Vani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings, read by Saira Mujtaba. First, from the Lok Sabha, writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the budget has proposals for a total expenditure of 53.47 lakh crore rupees for the year 2026-27. Responding to the discussion on the union budget in the Lok Sabha, the minister said that 25.44 lakh crore rupees will go to the states as part of devolution of taxes. She explained that after a study by the Finance Commission, it has been concluded that the funds allocated from the central government to the state governments have been allocated appropriately. Ms. Sitharaman said incentives are being provided to ensure employment opportunities to the youth and persons with disabilities in various sectors. She said emphasis is being placed on the use of AI to accelerate development in various sectors. Ms. Sitharaman expressed gratitude to farmers for making the country self-reliant in the agricultural sector despite many difficulties. The finance minister said the government is also emphasizing infrastructure enhancement, which will make the movement of goods faster and cheaper. She said the government has paid special attention to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises or MSMEs. She said the government has clearly announced that medium-sized enterprises with the potential to increase exports will receive additional support. Ms. Sitharaman said, any state can apply for the Allied Health Services Scheme, which will combine hospitals, medical education and other allied services within a single campus as per the PM Gati Shakti standards. She said multi-purpose healthcare centres will be created to build medical tourism hubs. She said the idea is to integrate skills into education so that students can become entrepreneurs. Ms. Sitharaman said in order to achieve this, mega entrepreneurship creation centres can be established near the industrial clusters in a state. The finance minister said an iconic tourism centre has been announced and there is also a plan to link this with jobs. Ms. Sitharaman stated that the Prime Minister launched the Lakhpati Didi program to encourage women in self-help groups and these groups are being formed in every village. She said the government is working with an eye on employment in every sector. The finance minister stated that a coconut promotion scheme has been announced which will provide immediate benefits to 1 crore farmers. Regarding opposition members' allegations that Kerala received nothing, she said the government of India will ensure benefits for every coconut-producing state, including Kerala. She also said there is no shortage of fertilizers in the country and there is a budgetary allocation of 1.71 lakh crore rupees for fertilizer import. Criticizing the opposition parties, Ms. Sitharaman asked if the Shiva Sena UBT provided land on time, bullet trains would have been running in India. Finance Minister Ms. Sitharaman also hit back at TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee for claiming that there is GST on milk, saying that it is completely untrue. Earlier, participating in the resumed discussion on Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi alleged that the government had compromised Indian interests in the India-US Interim Trade Agreement. Mr. Gandhi said that had an inter-bloc government negotiated the agreement with the US, it would have told President Trump that he should treat India as an equal. He said an inter-bloc government would have told Mr. Trump that India's energy security is non-negotiable and they're going to protect the country's energy security. Mr. Gandhi said the government talks of energy and financial weaponization and yet it has allowed the Americans to weaponize our finance and our energy against us. Criticizing the Indo-US deal, Mr. Gandhi claimed that the government has given up control over digital trade rules, removed data localization, allowed free flow of data to the US, limited digital tax and waived source code disclosure while offering 20-year tax holiday to big tech companies. On tariffs, he said that at the beginning there was a 3% average but it has now gone up to 18%. Hitting out at Rahul Gandhi, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and BJP leader Anurag Thakur said that successive electoral losses have made the Congress leader so bitter that he has started hating India and its constitutional institutions. Countering Mr. Gandhi's claims that the government has sold out India's interests in the trade deal with the US, Mr. Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi was the strongest Prime Minister the nation ever had and his leadership was unshakable. Rijiju said no one has the audacity to sell out India. Participating in the debate, BJP member Anurag Thakur said the electoral losses have filled Mr. Gandhi with hatred and he hates parliamentary rules. the Speaker, constitutional institutions, the Prime Minister, and has now started hating India as well. Countering Mr. Gandhi's comments of the US having a chokehold on India, Mr. Thakur said that during the UPA rule, 11 of 12 banks were under the stranglehold of the Protective Corrective Action Framework. He said the Modi government has recovered 10 lakh crore rupees in bad loans and gave banks a healthy balance sheet. Mr. Thakur accused Mr. Gandhi of shedding crocodile tears for MSMEs, saying Congress-led UPA government gave a free pass to Chinese products for Indian markets at the cost of domestic entrepreneurs. Mr. Thakur said the Congress used to demote MSMEs while Mr. Modi promoted MSMEs. Participating in the debate, Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also hit out at Mr. Gandhi, saying he was dreaming about making a deal with the US, but such a thought is far-fetched and he should first try to deal with partners of the India alliance. LJP Ram Vilas member Arun Bharti welcomed the budget, saying that Bihar was witnessing development due to the progressive policies of the NDA government. He said Bihar was always discriminated against and marginalized, which is why development never happened in the state. He said migrant laborers from Bihar traveled far and wide in search of employment because the state was not developed enough to provide employment. He said the state that was dismissed as Bimaru is now emerging as the pride of New India. Mr. Bharti said the budget has given an assurance that good work will be paid well, and this is happening because of the NDA government at the center. AAP member Rajkumar Jhabbiwal demanded that the center clear the financial dues of Punjab. He said the center owes 12,205 crore rupees to the state and it should be clear soon. BJP member Sudhir Gupta said that then Finance Minister Manmohan Singh presented budgets with a sense of despair, whereas the budget presented by Ms. Sita Raman is full of hope. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha member Indra Hang Subha thanked the Finance Minister for announcing plans to develop a Buddhist circuit in the northeastern states. He also lauded the announcement of developing hiking and trekking trails in Himalayan states and urged the center to consult. Sikkim will be consulted in this regard as the state has prior experience in the field. Azad Samaj Party Kashi Ram member Chandrasekhar said, unemployment was the biggest problem facing the nation and demanded targeted employment schemes for the SC, ST and OBC communities. Trinamool Congress member Kalyan Banerjee said, Ms. Sita Raman's budget speech was full of sound and fury. He said West Bengal was denied fiscal allocation in central schemes such as MG Narega, Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan on irrational grounds. Banerjee said West Bengal Chief Minister has written several letters to the Prime Minister, but none have been answered. He claimed that Bengal and Bengalis have been ignored in the budget. Earlier, soon after the question hour, the government introduced the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 through a supplementary agenda. Union Labour Minister Sansukh Mandaviya introduced the amendment bill seeking to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. The writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. In the Rajya Sabha during the 0 hour, Aam Aadmi Party AAP MP Raghav Chaddha called for introducing a right to recall mechanism, arguing that voters should have the power to remove elected representatives before the completion of their 5-year term if they fail to perform. Raising the issue, he said, while Indian citizens have the constitutional right to elect members of parliament or MPs and members of legislative assemblies or MLAs, there is currently no direct mechanism for voters to de-elect them mid-term on grounds of non-performance or misconduct. Mr. Chaddha said the right to recall framework would allow constituents to initiate a formal process to remove an elected representative through a structured and legally defined procedure, adding that India already provides for impeachment of the president, vice president and judges and allows no confidence motions against governments. He said extending a similar accountability principle to individual legislators would strengthen the democratic oversight. Globally, more than 20 democracies, including the US and Switzerland, provide for some form of recall or voter-initiated removal mechanism at various levels of government, he said. DMK member P. Wilson asked the government to grant constitutional status to the National Commission for Minorities strengthen its investigative and enforcement powers to protect the interests of minority communities better. Citing data to support his argument, he said in the recent years, India has witnessed a disturbing escalation in targeted violence against the minority communities. He further said anti-conversion laws are increasingly misused in some states to file multiple FIRs even against minors. He claimed that at a time when minorities need institutional protection the most, the National Commission for Minorities, the body meant to act as a sentinel of justice, has been reduced to an empty office building. He also highlighted that the posts of chairperson, vice chairperson and all members are lying vacant. The DMK MP further said that these vacancies have persisted for over 10 months and some of them for more than 3 years. Wilson said currently its powers are merely advisory. The DMK member urged the Union Government to amend both the Constitution of India and the National Commission for Minorities Act 1992 and make it a constitutional body. Jebby Mather Hisham of Congress expressed concern over the rising mental health crisis among adolescents due to social media. She said now the youth are not able to identify reality and the fantasy world. In recent weeks, there have been instances of young students committing suicide, apparently due to ill effects, including loneliness and isolation, triggered by excessive use of online platforms. Emphasizing that the matter needs serious attention by the government, she said recent data shows behavioral patterns, the cyberbullying, and the tendency to commit suicide. AAP member Ashok Kumar Mittal stressed the need for fixing accountability of public servants to curb administrative apathy in the wake of deaths due to potholes and the delayed response of the administration. Other issues raised during Zero Hour included the stray dog and monkey menace by Javed Ali Khan of the Samajwadi Party. Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU wanted Darbhanga Airport to be made an international airport, while Ashok Singh of Congress raised the issue of the impact of the trade deal with the US on soybean farmers in Madhya Pradesh. While BJP's Babu Bhai Jaisang Bhai Desai raised the issue of growing misuse of digital media, his party colleague Lakshmikant Bajpai wanted an AIIMS to be set up in Meerut to meet the medical needs of residents of Western Uttar Pradesh. Post-lunch session in the Rajya Sabha resumed on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in it, JDS member and former Prime Minister A.G. Devegowda said, growth alone is not enough. Asserting employment must be at the centre of policy making. Devegowda, a JDS member, also welcomed various measures announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and said the budget comes an important moment when India stands on the threshold of becoming a middle-income to upper-middle-income nation. Devegowda further said manufacturing and MSMEs generate jobs when supported by scaling, local ecosystem, affordable credit and predictable relations. Welcoming steps taken by the government for tax simplification, he said, taxpayers' confidence is equally important. The honest taxpayers must feel protected, not anxious. A modern economy cannot grow if entrepreneurs live in fear of compliance mistakes, Devegowda said, adding that government must be firm, but it must also be fair. He also stressed the need for development that has farmers, informal workers and backward regions in the forefront. Taking part in the discussion, Kavita Patidar of the BJP highlighted making cancer drugs more affordable and higher allocation for defence in the budget as proactive measures. BJP members Ashok Rao, Shankara Rao Chavan and Satpal Sharma asserted the budget focuses on the youth, women and the welfare of the citizens of the country, which will provide economic stability and support growth. Sujit Kumar of the BJP termed the budget as roadmap for the next 25 years towards Viksit Bharat. Congress member Rajiv Shukla said there is not one thing in the budget which is praiseworthy. He demanded that either a supplementary or revised budget be presented to understand how the structure of the budget will be and what the expenditure looks like after taking into consideration the impact of the US trade deal which was signed after the presentation of the Union Budget 2026-27. That's all in Parliament Review. Good night.